Leading the news this morning, Indonesian authorities hope to resume their search for about 180 asylum seekers still missing after their boat sank off Indonesia on Saturday. The wooden boat that they were travelling in was overloaded and carrying about 215 people when it sank in heavy seas near the coast of Java. So far, only 34 people have been rescued. Two bodies have been recovered. A large humanitarian operation is underway in the Philippines, where flash floods have killed 650 people. More than 800 are still missing after entire villages were washed away on the northern coast of the island of Mindanao. 20,000 soldiers have been deployed in a huge rescue and relief operation. At least four people are dead and about 50 are missing after an oil drilling rig sank in freezing seas off Russia's far east coast. The rig was being towed when it capsized during a fierce storm. 14 people have been taken to safety, but strong winds and heavy seas are hampering rescue efforts. The last convoy of American troops has now left Iraq. About 100 armoured vehicles carrying 500 soldiers have crossed the border into Kuwait. At the peak of the operation, there were 170,000 US troops in the country. And the 32-year-old man will face court in Melbourne today, charged with the murder of his parents. The bodies of Michael and Kim Smith were found in their Vermont South home on Friday.